This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, everybody, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
I'm in your branch.
Of course, we're talking about the haze today and what measures has your company taken in response to the haze. We've asked for feedback. We've got some. I've got some over on Insta Story here. Patrick the Pereira has said they gave the free surgical masks with an eye-rolling emoji. M&I 2016, we do a group rain dance every day. Yeah, I think we do the same thing as well.
It might have worked yesterday.
It might have worked yesterday.
Mm. Not enough, though.
In fact, keep doing that, please. Yeah. We've got some people, Jen Xin, who says none. Sayu, who says complimentary purchased N95. The company purchased N95 masks.
Nice.
Allows us to use the department budget to buy and give to department members. November Blaze has said they reminded him to drink more water and to take care. Pavitra has said the choice to work from home. So that option is available to... some people out there. Mm-hmm. Let us know what your company is doing to contribute. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to go over to Arv now, who's going to give us some suggestions and a bit of a toolkit.
Yeah.
Excuse me. For those of you that might be having trouble dealing with this and how you can tackle this haze. Off.
Yeah, so you know how like every time the haze comes around, I think last year we had less haze, the year before was also okay. But then every time the bad haze comes around, doesn't matter who's burning what forest or where, there's always a lot of like finger pointing, there's always a lot of like confusion about what people should do, where do you get the API readings, yeah. how bad is the pollution, where can you get the masks, and like Jeff said, what mask to wear. Most people are wearing like the wrong mask, so we all look like doctors for no reason. there is a few things that you can do to sort of keep tabs on the haze and know how bad it is and what you can do to maybe reduce your exposure to the smoke outside. Like stay indoors more, you know, get your food coming in instead of going out to get your food, stuff like that. But first, you can check the API or the air pollution index at aqicn.org/city/Kuala Lumpur, or just go to the website and search for Kuala Lumpur. It normally has like 5 tabs on top and it has different areas in KL, Shah Alam, Selangor and stuff.
What was that website again?
aqicn.org.
Okay.
The other way of finding that site really easy is if you go onto your internet browser and you just search for haze index today, and you would get it, or just, you know, haze today, you would get it. It's like the top search on Google because it is, you know, being used by so many people today.
Yeah.
It's now, you know, ranked number one, so it's very easy to find if you didn't get any of that. Just search for haze index today.
And it always gives you like hourly updates.
Yeah.
So even if I like refresh it now, it says that in like Negeri Sembilan, it's 160. In PJ, it's 156. So that's unhealthy. So if you want to know the index itself, 0 to 50 is good. Moderate is 51 to 100. Unhealthy is 101 to 200. Very unhealthy is 201 to 300. And then anything above that is hazardous and, you know, you shouldn't be breathing that air. There's also another very interesting website called hazemalaysia.com. It's very local. It's much more visual than the previous website. It shows you sort of like real-time updates. So now in Chiras, it says is 143, so that's unhealthy. And then it gives you a short description, like unhealthy for high-risk people such as children, elderly, and people with heart and lung complications. Be careful out there. And it sort of compares the air to how many cigarettes you'll smoke in that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it says that with a reading of 143, it means that you'll smoke 6.5 cigarettes today if you are exposed to enough of the smoke. So that gives you like sort of like, you know, how unhealthy it is out there and how much you should be staying indoors. It also gives you a bunch of tips to stay safe, the usual stuff, you know, avoid outdoor activities, wash yourself well after being outdoors, stay hydrated, protect your indoor space with window filters, air purifiers, stuff like that. And also a bunch of symptoms that you might be facing if you're exposed too much, like, you know, what you might feel at the nose or in the eyes, or, you know, the kind of complications it can cause for the heart or the airways, the lungs. So that website is pretty interesting. It was built, I think, because of the current haze problem, hazemalaysia.com. Go check it out. It gives you like real-time updates and stuff. Once you have that depressing number in mind, you might might want to stay indoors and not expose yourself too much. So if you are stuck at home or stuck in the office, then use food delivery apps. That's what we did today. GrabFood is one option. You can go and order from them. But also make sure that you order in advance, because, you know, peak hours, you might get a lot of people ordering and they might have less riders. So when we ordered, we got in about 20 minutes. Depending on when you order, you might get it like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, depending on the hour. So always order in advance and make sure you know what you want so that you don't have to go out and get your lunch. You have your lunch coming to you. Foodpanda is another option. This one you can do through their app or through the website, which is foodpanda.mynot.com. So that's another way to get your food coming in. And like Jeff said before, another one, the big confusion is always the mask. So it's N95, it's not the surgical masks. And since pharmacies are running out, a couple of platforms that carry them are Lazada, they have them, Shopee has them. And when you are buying online, make sure that the delivery time isn't too far away, because you want to be getting it for this year's haze, not next year's haze. And next day delivery is best, so that it doesn't take too long to show up. Also, make sure that the shops are local and legit and are not jacking up the prices because of the current situation. So some of the masks come from overseas, so that's going to take longer to show up. And a good way to check how good the masks are, to check reviews from previous customers and people who have bought them. So at least you know how good they are, and then you're like, you know, see pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those are just like some of the small things, or like the small ways people can keep themselves protected as the haze, because it's predicted to get worse than it is now if like thunderstorms don't come and save us soon. So if you are staying indoors, these are some of the things that you can do to make sure you're not exposed too much to the stuff outside.
There's a very interesting site that you can look up that's slightly different to what the others are giving out, in the sense that they give you a heat map of the entire world, mm-hmm. and also the wind directions, which is, you know, currently is crucial, because we want to know, is the wind still from Riau and Kalimantan is heading up north into Malaysia and Singapore, and that site is airvisual.com. But bear in mind though, airvisual.com is it's basically they provide air purifiers, so they are a product company, but they're doing this very interesting map. It's an air visual map to show you just, you know, where are the heat spots, where's the wind direction coming through. It's really beautiful to look at. The numbers are pretty accurate to when you compare to the two, three other sites that Arvin mentioned. It says here, you know, Selangor is at about 179, KL is about 179, Port Dickson is about 161. So it's pretty accurate when you look at it. But the beauty of it is when you zoom out, you can even check it on your phone now. When you zoom out, you can actually see the wind directions, and you can then see the heat map as well, right? Mm-hmm. And Malaysia, most of Malaysia is covered in sort of like this magenta, reddish kind of sign. And then if you just look up north towards, you know, Thailand, it's slightly orange and, you know, more cooler colors, right? And you just wish that. Can't wait for the day where I get blue skies.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't know how long that's going to be though, right now, do we?
Hopefully.
Keep doing the rain dance.
Yeah, keep doing that rain dance,
whoever's doing it.
Probably record it, upload it on Twitter, and make it viral or something, right?
Get some coconuts and do that whole thing, you know? We've seen that before.
I mean, at this point in time, we'll take anything.
We'll take anything, you know? And I'm looking past Arvin right now, and behind Arvin is a huge window that I can look over at TTDI right now, and I cannot see the TM tower that I can normally see. It's just disgusting to look out of there. It's so depressing to look out of there. It reminds me of England. With that in mind, it's time to take a short break. We've got Thunderclap Newman up next with Something in the Air. If you'd like to get in touch, of course, 01878988899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. The question for today: what measures has your company taken in response to the haze? We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.